We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. And we are pleased to be joined by a good friend of the program and a good friend of the city of Detroit, longtime Tiger manager Jim Leland, with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jim, how are you? How's your family doing?
Well, we're all doing okay so far. So it's a tough time for everybody, obviously, and but we're hanging in there.
What have you been doing to keep busy? Are you streaming any movies, watching old games? You and your wife playing and making doing puzzles?
Basically, I watch some of the old games, NFL games, baseball games. In fact, our 97 World Series game was on yesterday on MLB all day, so I watched that one time with my son, who's home now, who works for the White Sox, and he's home now as well. So, you know, just stuff like that. Of course, you know, keeping up with the news, but I think you drive yourself crazy when you watch too much of that. So, you know, once in a while, I just take a drive. Don't get out of the car. I just take a drive somewhere, maybe twice a day for 10, 15 minutes, and, you know, just to pass some time and break up a little monotony.
I know you're in Pittsburgh. Is like Primanti Brothers, are they open for like curbside? Can you get some good stuff or no?
No, they're not open right now. You know, the pizza places are open. There's a few places open, but, you know, there were more restaurants open earlier for takeout. But that was reading where some of them said that they just weren't getting enough business that way, so they shut down. A lot of them shut down. There are still some that are open where you can get takeout, but for the most part, it's your fast food places, you know, things like that. It's not as much the restaurants anymore. There's some, but not as many.
Now, you retired as Tiger manager after the 2013 season, but you've still been active with the Tigers and in Major League Baseball, managing Team USA a couple years ago. What's it like for you, a baseball lifer? Here we are on April 1st with no baseball.
Well, it's obviously different. It doesn't, you know, affect me quite as much as it does everybody else because my time's over. I mean, I had my time and, I wasn't active anymore, manager or anything. So, you know, I was kind of working at my own pace. I was in spring training when all this came down, when they shut it down, obviously, so that was a little strange. But, you know, it doesn't affect me quite as much, I don't think, as it does, you know, the current players and the skippers and the coaches, the GMs, and the fans. You know, it's different for me, but it's probably, you know, more significant for those that are playing. Like my son, them in the minor leagues, they want to get going, you know, and you want to develop your players and things like that. I mean, this is huge. I mean, this is just it's really unbelievable. I've never been through anything like this in my life, obviously. I doubt that you have either. So,
right.
You know, it's an adjustment period. And I think you follow the rules, you follow the letter of the law, and hopefully we can get past this thing.
You talk about being down there and seeing the minor leagues. You know, let's talk a little baseball. What do you see from are the pitchers that we've been raving about or hearing stories about, Mize, Manning, Scuba, do you think they'll be as good as advertised? And also, are there any position players that we should be excited about? Riley Green, for one.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I try to temper it a little bit because I think you just put a lot of extra pressure on those guys. I mean, you know, you're looking for some positive news, obviously, from our club. And I certainly understand that, but I think, you know, you have to temper it. Those guys they're still very young, and they are very impressive. I mean, the talk of the baseball spring training world was Scuba in all camps, Arizona and Florida as well. I talked to Gene Lamont, who works for Kansas City, and they said that everybody was talking about school out there, and you know, and of course, you know, not to slight Manning and you know, Mize and Fajardo and all those guys. Perez was back throwing, so I mean, yeah, these guys are. I think they're as advertised. Yes, I think you just, but you don't want to make it sound like they're, you know, so good that they're never going to lose a game when they get there, and we're going to walk to the World Series, because that's not going to happen. They're good, and they got a chance to be really good. And there's a couple number ones in there, a couple number twos. Yeah, I'm very impressed with them. I saw all of them pitch this spring more than once, and I was very impressed. School's got a swing and miss fastball, which is, you know, that's, there's not too many of those around. So they're good. They're good, and they got a chance to really be good.
Jim Leland with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. And obviously, Jim, every baseball question we ask is under the auspices of what we're going through, and no one's trying to suggest that, you know, what we're going through as a nation is less important than baseball, because it's obviously not. But how much of a setback is this for a young player like the guys you were just talking about? I mean, like, you know, it's time. Yeah, it's, we got to make sure they have the time to develop, but it's also the actual development. I mean, we got to see Mize against AAA hitters. We got to see Scooble against AAA hitters. Like, what? How much of a setback do you think this is to their careers?
Well, you know, that's a great point. It's definitely a setback. I don't think it's too much. I think depending on what happens, I don't know what's going to happen here. I still work with the commissioner as well. Do some work with Joe Torian, but I'm not really privy to a lot that's going on in a situation like this. This is way above me, so. It's a setback. It's a setback for all teams' players. You know, if there's a concern right now about the draft, the amateur draft, obviously, which could be a setback. There's going to be some possible rule changes with that. So, you know, this is just hopefully it's a temporary setback and a little more temporary than we hope. But it's effective. But everybody's in the same boat. So our players are no different than anybody else that's trying to develop their young players. We're all in the same situation.
One guy who's not a young player but was the talk of spring training was Miguel Cabrera being in great shape. He looked thin. How good did Miggy look at the plate? And are you confident that even during this layoff, he's going to be determined and prideful enough to, whenever this starts, be in as good a shape as he was when this thing ended?
Well, that's another good point. I mean, if he maintains like he was in spring training, it's going to be great news for Tiger fans. The thing that I like is, on several occasions, well, maybe not several occasions, but a few occasions down there, that he was really getting to the fastball again. And he hit a couple balls out of the ballpark and pulled a couple balls. So he was getting to the fastball better, I thought. And he is in great shape, maybe the best I've ever seen him. I think he's, when we saw him in spring training, he was actually in perfect shape. And when I say that, I have experience with that with him, because there was a time when, yeah, he might have been a little heavy, obviously, but there was a time when he got too thin one time when he was playing for me. And where he was in spring training was probably just right. And that was the best I'd seen him. And, I mean, he was really toned. And, you know, sometimes you lose some weight, but it doesn't mean you're in great shape. So he was really toned in great shape, and the best shape I'd seen him in for a while, and moving better, felt better, you know, a better look on his face. So, that's a big key. You make a good point. I mean, he's going to have to maintain that through this difficult time. And if he does that, I think he's going to be fine.
Hey, before spring training started, and really at the first week or two of spring training, the talk of baseball was the Houston Astros, and, you know, players were taking turns around all the different camps. And then I felt like once the games started, that story did kind of dissipate and went away, and there was less of a call for taking away their World Series or retribution, things like that. Now that we have this that we're living through and we don't know when we're going to play baseball again, do you think that will fade into the past, or do you still think that the Astros will face a little, shall we say, anger as they go into opposing ballparks this season?
I think they'll still face some anger going into opposing ballparks. I think it probably has toned down quite a bit, but I think that'll resurface once we start playing. Probably not as much so as it would have if we just started right away. Once again, I think that's probably a good point. I think maybe it's quieted down a little bit now, but I think it's not going to quiet down in New York. Everything they've been through, and they're going through. They're pretty angry right now with everything that's going on. I mean, it's just a shame what's happening there. And in fact, I have my daughter home here. She works in New York, but she's home here with us. And I don't think it's going to be forgotten there. But I think overall it's calmed down quite a bit. I think it was calming down toward the end of spring training there a little bit, and people were, at some point, people were going to be ready to move past it.
All right, got to ask you a couple toughies here, just for, you know, S's and G's. You were watching a lot of the old games and things like that. All right, you have one pitcher to pitch one game, game seven. You pitching Verlander or Scherzer?
I'm going to piggyback him.
Drabeck. He's going to say Drabeck.
Yeah, you go Scherzer because he won't be able to go the whole game, and then you bring him Verlander, right?
I said, I'm going to piggyback him. I'm going to pitch one of the ones to start it and then the other one to bring in and finish it. So I'll pitch them both.
All right, how about on the other side? One batter to win a game, bases, whatever. Miggy or Bonds?
Bonds is probably the greatest hitter I ever managed. And from the left side, and Miggy's probably the best hitter I ever managed from the right side. So you can flip a coin. If they got a lefty going,
yes.
If they got a lefty going, hit Miggy. If they got a righty going, hit Bonds.
Nice there it is.
Yeah.
I see. I thought that was going to be your answer. It depends on the lefty or the righty, exactly. You know, I was looking over your career, Jim, and you were actually not managing when 9/11 took place. And obviously that was a bizarre, horrible date in this country's history, and baseball went away for a while. And then it came roaring back, and fans, you know, very emotional fans getting back to the ballpark. You also were the manager during the baseball strike. What do you think? I mean, Ron Gardenhire said last week that he knows exactly what this sport means, and he knows how the fans are going to react, and he really is looking forward to that day where ballparks are full again. I mean, once this is past us, once we're playing baseball again, what do you think the reaction is going to be from all the fans around Major League Baseball?
Well, I think it's going to be exciting. I don't think there's any question about that. I do wonder, I was talking to my family about this yesterday, you know, when this is over and we got the green light to go and everything, are people going to be as apt to want to go out into crowds for a while, or is it going to take some time? I think eventually it's going to, you know, I think there'll be a spur of the moment where everybody's excited, but I think there'll be some people that are a little reserved about being in crowds for a while. I'm a little nervous about that, to be honest with you. You know, what they're going to do, I'm not really sure how they're going to react to that. I think people are probably using sanitizing on their hands that they've never done before. I mean, I wash my hands all the time, but I didn't use the sanitizer all the time. I didn't. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I wash my hands every day, take showers every day, but I mean, I'm putting sanitizing on. I'm washing my hands probably three times what I used to, and I think a lot of people are, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be different. I think it's going to be different, and I'm a little concerned about it.
I mean, we talked about yesterday, are people going to want to sit in the bleachers? Maybe regular seats, but who knows, people are going to want to sit in the bleachers.
Well, like I say, you never know. I think people are going to be so relieved that it's going to happen. I think there'll be a big spurt. But I just wonder if, you know, if people are going to take their time and be more cautious about it. And that makes me a little bit nervous for our sport. But I think people will be looking for something positive so much, and sports is usually done well during tough times, but not a time like this. This is something like I've never seen before, where these sports are shut down like this. Usually they were playing, you know, during the depressions and stuff, they played and they were, you know, sports actually was a relief for people. But right now, I mean, some of the golf courses have shut down. That was a relief temporarily for people this time. Some of the places have shut down, and people, it was a way to get out and walk and play golf, and some of those places are even shut down. So this is a real serious, serious situation. This is not, you know, this is not something to take obviously lightly. This is something that's terrible. I've never seen anything like it.
I know. We have nobody to second guess. I mean, there's no games. Can't rip on any managers or coaches.
Well, just watch some of our replay games, and you can second-guess me like you did when they happened.
That's true. Yeah, why didn't you bring in Coke to face Big Poppy? Come on, man.
The city of the bunt, right?
That's right.
The city of the bunt.
All right. Hey, Jim, it's always great hearing your voice, and I think this people of Detroit love hearing it, especially during difficult times. So thanks so much for the time, and best to you and your family.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, everybody stay well in Detroit. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, thanks. Here he is. Jim Leland joining us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.